As I read today's passage, I was struck by the detail in which God knows each of us. It echoes my favourite psalm, Psalm 139. For you created my inmost being, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. I am blessed with both children and grandchildren. They are a delight of my life. When the children were younger, many enjoyable hours were spent watching them play sport, performing, whether acting, singing, or playing musical instruments. And that is something that I really miss now they're grown, although perhaps the endless driving to practices, training, and games has faded in my memory. The tension of hoping they would give their best and avoid mistakes, the excitement of a goal or a try scored, a piece of dance or music completed. My parents never came to watch me play rugby. Perhaps the bruises and boot stud scars I often seemed to acquire on my legs and back were enough to put them off, experiencing the damage happening firsthand. I can't really blame them for that. Mum was always quick with the ointments and potions when I came home, although the salt baths she advised were perhaps a step too far. The passage and my experiences speak to me of how much more God watches his children, in joy and probably quite a lot of the time in frustration. When we do not quite get it right, more times than we do get it right. He is with us even in the murky depths of the rocks of life, when the boots are flying and our bodies are suffering. He does not turn away, and like a loving parent, he picks us up, whether in victory or defeat, whether in triumph or disaster, no matter how battered and bruised we are. He sets us back on our feet and encourages us to try again, assured that he is with us every step of the way. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. Indeed, the very hairs of your head are numbered. Lord, we thank you that you are a constant presence in our lives, ready to celebrate with us in life's victories and comfort us in our failures. We are filled with wonder that you know each one of us from our beginning to our end, and we worship you in that awe and wonder. We are often battered and bruised by life, sometimes physically, perhaps more often mentally and spiritually. You are always there, sending us friends and parents who patch us up and gather us into their warm embrace, restoring us and preparing us to face the storms of life again. Lord, sometimes it's a fearful thing to think that you know me so well, the things I disguise and hide from others. When I am low in spirit, when I have wandered from your path, when life is just all too much. Yet I take strength from that knowledge that despite my faults and weaknesses, you are my loving God, who guides my feet on your journey as your disciple. This Lenten time, may I once again embrace you in my life and offer all that I am to love others and to love myself, regardless of all of their and my faults and failings. Amen.